With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. New Orleans held a vigil on Bourbon Street last night to mourn and celebrate the lives of those killed when a man rammed a pickup truck into a crowd, killing and injuring revelers celebrating the new year. This evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Americans will pause to join a nationwide prayer vigil for victims of last week's terrorist attack in the Big Easy. On the Salem Media Group news program This Week on the Hill, Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry tells host Tony Perkins that he's hoping for strong support from Americans this evening.
If we have as many Americans as possible praying on Sunday for the victims, for the families who are going to begin to bury innocent Americans.
To find out how, just text PRAY, P-R-A-Y, to 67742. That's PRAY, P-R-A-Y, to 67742, and we'll send you a link to join the governor, I, and others on Sunday evening praying for our nation.
That nationwide prayer vigil, sponsored by the Family Research Council, begins at 7 o'clock Eastern Time tonight. Traders back to Wall Street tomorrow, first full week of work in 2025.
Wall Street bounced back Friday from a holiday season slump. Surging tech shares helped the S&P advance 1.3%. The Dow rose 339 points. The Nasdaq soared 1.8%. NVIDIA provided much of the market's momentum, rising 4.5%. Shares of U.S. Steel dropped 6.5% after President Biden scuttled Nippon Steel's proposed $15 billion purchase of its Pennsylvania-based rival. Rich Thomason reporting.
Ukrainian President Zelensky says he'll call again on allies to boost its air defenses at this week's meeting in Germany. Zelensky said dozens of partner countries will participate Thursday. This is SRN News. Violence against Christians in India is on the rise. The United Christian Forum is urging the president of the government, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, to launch a formal investigation of a problem that has spanned decades. According to UCF data, attacks on Christians numbered about 130 in 2014, last year 750, and the agency says many more probably went unreported. Radical Hindus, emboldened by government inattention, are trying to rid India of all minority religious groups. The first of the new year has ushered in hundreds of new laws across the nation. California will start enforcing a measure prohibiting school districts from adopting policies that require staff to notify parents if their children change their gender ID. The legislation was a priority for Democratic lawmakers who wanted to halt such policies passed by several districts. In Delaware, a new state statute will force employer health care to cover abortion. This is SRN News. Alcohol is a leading cause of cancer, a risk that should be clearly labeled on drinks Americans consume.
That's the word from U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy. Murthy's advisory comes as research and evidence mounts about the bad effects that alcohol has on human health. About 20,000 people die every year from those alcohol-related cancer cases, according to his advisory. Bottles of beer, wine, and liquor already carry warning labels about the risk of birth defects when a pregnant woman consumes alcohol. But Murthy's proposed label would go even further, raising awareness about the risk for cancer, too. Keith Peters reporting.
Retired NFL star Jason Kelce has tried his hand at late-night TV. He hosted the debut episode of They Call It Late Night with Jason Kelce Friday on ESPN. He bantered with guests and crowd during commercial breaks and took questions from a selected few 300 fans in attendance. This is SRN News.